الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القران وقال عباده بن ثابت رضي الله تعالى عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوما وحضر لنا رمضان اتاكم رمضان شهر مبارك يخشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء ينزل الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه ويباهي بكم ملائكته فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل رواه الطبراني صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama e kiram, brothers and elders in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to instill importance and significance, relevance and the sacredness and the virtue of the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways had mentioned several ahadith. One hadith, we understand that Ramadan Mubarak is such an auspicious month that even Jannat is prepared from the beginning of the year till Ramadan. Some riwayats we understand from one year to the other year, from one Ramadan to the other Ramadan, Jannat is adorned and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives zinat and adornment to Jannat and prepares it for the month of Ramadan. Famous dua that we hear when you see the crescent of Rajab, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban, mubalighna Ramadan, O Allah, bless us in Rajab and Shaban and take us forth to Ramadan. To create the curiosity, to create that feeling, the greatness and the anxiousness and the earnest, and to look forward towards the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, the Ummah, that this is something is so great and so unique that you should look forward to it from 2 months beforehand. And pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you in these 2 months, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, and take us there, to show, to create that importance in the heart and that feeling in the heart for this great event, this great and unique month of Ramadan. Very simple, we understand this in our daily life. When there is a sporting event, or when there is a business event, or when there is a holiday, or whatever, we find the people who are anticipating this, wait for it. Little children are waiting, so many days left, then our holidays will commence. Businessman is waiting, so many days are left, the month of December will come, and I will make a lot of business and money. That person is waiting, who is anticipating his nikah, 2 months left now, 28 days, 27 days left, then my wedding day is coming. Whatever event of importance is taking place, people anticipate it, wait for it, and value it, and according to that, they celebrate it, and they make good use and take advantage of it. So in order to instill the importance of Ramadan, it's not just any ordinary month that's coming, it's a very great month. It's a month of revolution, a month of rectitude, a month of spiritual upliftment, a month of special bounties and favors from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us this dua. And the people that wait for it and look forward for it and appreciate it, keep making this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. Another hadith we find, where we find the companions mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us yet another dua. Allahumma sallimni Ramadan. O Allah, save me and spare me for Ramadan. Because Ramadan will come and Ramadan will go. The big question is whether I will be here, we will be here or not. So many of us were here in the previous year. So many of our people were with us. This year, the Ramadan, they are not with us. So this Mubarak event will come. Will I be here? That is a significant and relevant thing for me. So for that, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, spare me. And so that I may remain when Ramadan comes. I am here to witness this Mubarak month. Wa sallim Ramadan li. And oh Allah, spare the Ramadan for me. Meaning this, give me tawfiq and hidayat to make maximum use of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. I may be here. The month of Ramadan may come. But it may not be to my advantage, may not be to my benefit. Why? Because I may not be given the tawfiq and hidayat to carry out the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to maximize the benefits and opportunities of Ramadan. So, O Allah, don't only spare me for Ramadan, but spare Ramadan for me, meaning this, give me the tawfiq and guidance and hidayat so that when this Mubarak month comes, I make maximum use of this Mubarak month of Ramadan and all the opportunities that are given to me, I take advantage of those opportunities. And furthermore, in the end of this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlights the most important thing in all our actions, وَتَقَبَّلْهُ مِنِّي. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan li wa taqabbalhu minni. Oh Allah, accept this Ramadan for me. Wa sallimhu li mutaqabbila, and oh Allah, spare it for me in such a sense, in such a manner that you accept it from me. Which is the most important aspect is that our deeds are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Persons whose deeds are not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously the effort that he makes is futile and fruitless and brings him no reward. But that which is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for this is the basic requirement is this, that we conform to the law of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for it to be acceptable. It gives us a subtle message also here that we should conduct ourselves in the manner shown to us by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all our ibadats. Thereafter we must ask for acceptance, because we cannot fulfill and match the greatness and majesty and grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being can match that. So after trying our level best, following the rules, following the sharia and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqabbalhu minni wa sallimhu minni mutaqabbala, O Allah, accept it from me. Not this notion that we find some people have, that do it in whatever manner you want to, thereafter say, O Allah, tu qubul farma. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power of accepting that as well. But the law by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, if you see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, O Allah, arina manasikana wa tub alayna, show us our ways of ibadat, etc. And he follows the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter he says, O Allah, you accept it from me. So here again we find another dua that the mu'min makes earnestly, waiting and for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. O Allah, spare me for Ramadan. Spare Ramadan for me and give me tawfiq to make ibadat in the month of Ramadan. And as the days are going, the happiness and joy and ecstasy is growing in the heart of the mu'min that those Mubarak days are coming near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spared me now. There's 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days left. Inshallah, soon we'll be in the month of Ramadan. Like as I mentioned, we anticipate that sporting event or that business event or that wedding or that holiday, etc. As the days are drawing closer, we find the level of happiness and joy is increasing in our hearts. This should be the spirit of a mu'min. Obviously, the fear of the mu'min should be this also, whether I will be able to fulfill the rites of Ramadan. You should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, O Allah, only with your tawfiq will I be able to fulfill all the ordinances and commands that you have given us in the month of Ramadan. In order to conscientize us about this great month, we find several ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlights different aspects of the month of Ramadan, so that we know the true value and we truly appreciate this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this unique month and this great opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through his infinite mercy has granted us. And we find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions words like azim, shahrun azim. This is a very great month. Very, very great month. Now if you look at this month as far as the time is concerned, as far as the season is concerned, as far as the sunrise and sunset is concerned, it is just like the month before it or like any other month. But no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wishes to instill in our hearts the greatness of this month. It's not any ordinary month. The times may be same, the weather may be same, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month a very, very great month as far as his gifts and favors is concerned, as far as the forgiveness of the mu'min is concerned, as far as opportunities for the mu'min are concerned. This is a very, very great and very, very unique month. Some riwayas, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, Mubarakun, this is a blessed month. This is a blessed month. There are other times and nights, etc., that are blessed, but this whole entire month is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some riwayats we understand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the doors of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open in this month. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us at all times, but the doors of mercy are completely wide open, giving us the notion that the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open in this Mubarak month. Some riwayats we understand, this is the month where the doors of Jannat are open and the doors of Jahannam are closed. Doors of Jannat are open wide and the doors of Jahannam are closed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a month of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a month of forgiveness. It's a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a month of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. It is a month where we find that the schedules changes of the malaika and the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those special farishtas that pick up the arsh of Allah in the month of Ramadan, they are assigned another duty, and that is the duty of saying Ameen to the du'as of the fasting person. The fish in the sea also make Ameen for the du'as of the fasting person. Otherwise, a great revolution and a change takes place in this month. It's such a unique month. All these aspects, if they are understood clearly, they are sufficient for us to tell us what a unique month this is and what great changes take place. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our benefits and for our advantage. hadith that I mentioned before you, as Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَوْمًا وَحَذَرَنَا رَمْضَانَ. When the month of Ramadan had come close, had drawn near and close, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa had mentioned this hadith. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa mentions firstly, أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانَ. The month of Ramadan has come to you, or the month of Ramadan will soon be coming to you. In this sentence here, we understand the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that grants virtue and sacredness to places and things and peoples and actions. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sacredness that He has given, the auspiciousness that He has given, for example, for Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara, alhamdulillah, fortunate are those people that frequent these places and benefit, derive maximum benefit from the sacredness and virtue of these places. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many who, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never get to this Mubarak places to get the virtue and blessedness of these places. But Ramadan is such a month, whether we are living here, whether we are in the countryside, whether we are in the mountains, whether we are in the valleys, wherever we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, sends the month of Ramadan, sends the blessings of Ramadan to every mu'min, wherever he may be, no matter what the circumstances may be. He doesn't have to travel to get to the place to get the month of Ramadan or the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Ataakum Ramadan. We cannot escape from this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, wherever we are and whoever we may be, whatever circumstances, the month of Ramadan comes to us. Ataakum Ramadan, shahrun mubarakin. And further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the month of Ramadan is a month of blessings. A month of blessings and a month of barakat. In which aspect? So many aspects of this barakat and mercy and blessedness and barakat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at this month, as far as the rewards are concerned, they are multiplied tremendously. You cannot even imagine how much rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. As far as the ibadat that are ordained upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases those ibadat. As far as our physical strength is concerned, there are so many people who say, I'm not well, but when it comes to the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, to carry out the fast becomes so simple to me. As far as the barakat is concerned, that person who sleeps every night has a long sleep and is absent here and he cannot make it for the Fajr Salat. So much barakat, he sleeps late and he gets up early, but he's here for the Fajr Salat. That person who finds it difficult sometimes to attend the Isha Salat, but so much barakat in the month of Ramadan that he's standing here for 20 long rakats in the month of Ramadan. Where is this? The barakat of Ramadan. The strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. In fact, there is even barakat in our rozi in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the rozi of a mu'min in the month of Ramadan. And we find so many aspects of this barakat in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, this is the month of barakat, this is the month of blessing. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns His attention towards you. Remember, every single moment and every single second, the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fazl of Allah, the bounty of Allah, the favors of Allah, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are directed towards us. We cannot live in this dunya even for one small second or a fraction of a second without the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention is directed towards us at all times. What it means here, special attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focused towards us in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Let's just stop here and think, who is the one that is needy? Is it us or is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the one that is weak and feeble? Who is the one that is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the one that needs the favors of Allah? Ourselves, and not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He turns His attention towards us. And what does He do? What happens in this Mubarak month of Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns His attention towards you. فَيُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the mercy. The mercy is also what is meant here, a special mercy exclusive to the month of Ramadan, because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrouds us and engulfs us at every moment of our lives. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the mercy of Allah, who is Rahman and Rahim, that we are what we are and we get what we want and our food needs are fulfilled and our tasks are made easy. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ, sends down a special mercy. And in light of the hadith, we understand that there are special mercies that come down in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. It's not restricted to one night or one day, etc., like in the night of Qadr, etc. Person misses at night for some reason, he's deprived. No, for the entire month, whether it's the morning or the evening, whether it is within the morning or evening, whether it's at night, whether it is during the day, in every second and every fraction of this second of this day of this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down this mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And when يحط الخطايا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives faults. forgives sins, forgives our shortcomings in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Anytime a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness is there. But here, this is a special season for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us human beings. No matter how much you have earned, how much you have sinned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. And not only that, but even the fish in the sea being istighfar for that person, for the fasting person of the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your du'as. As I mentioned, not only accepts your du'as, but the special angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are assigned this duty to say Ameen to the du'as of the fasting person. Can we imagine the du'as to be rejected? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly promises that the fasting person's du'as are accepted. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, in the whole month of Ramadan, the du'as are accepted. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns his spark creation, that is the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are sinless, to say Ameen to the du'as of the fasting person. How can we imagine that our du'as are not accepted? Yes, this is a different matter as to how the du'as are accepted. This is a different discussion altogether. But here we are promised, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِي الدُّعَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your du'as. And together with that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us something very, very strange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the reality of the sentences that follow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your vying with each other as your competition with each other in excelling in ibadat. يَنْزُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at you vying with each other, competing with each other, trying to beat each other in ibadat in the month of Ramadan. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at us. Who wants to read more salat? Who wants to give more sadaqah? Who wants to make more tawbah and istighfar? Who makes more tilawat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks with us, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَتَهُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about you before His angels. Before His angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about you. They look at my servants, they look at my bandas, look how they are excelling, vying with each other, competing with each other, trying to beat each other in ibadat and in excellence and in virtue over each other. As Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi writes here, he says, by way of gratitude, I mention here, alhamdulillah, in my household, the women folk vie with each other and compete with each other as far as the tilawat is concerned. Who can make more tilawat? Some makes 15 paras, some 20 paras of tilawat in one day, vying with each other. This should be our spirit in the month of Ramadan. Like what happens in the business place, each one is vying with each other. I will sell bigger, I will make a bigger profit, I will open up a bigger shop, and I will benefit more. Here we should vie with each other, try and compete and beat each other, not to show each other, but to gain the maximum from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awakens the spirit in us and awakens the nobility in us. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا That, O ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the goodness from your side, righteousness from your side, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to see how you will appreciate this month, how you will compete with each other. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts us that do not just sit around. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا That express the goodness from your side, the righteousness from your side, and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the spirit of your obedience, the spirit of your excelling with each other, the spirit of your competing with each other. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts us to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the righteousness. And imagine that person when the month of Ramadan comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. We are hardly concerned about our farais, not carrying out our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not excelling with each other, and not showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the spirit of righteousness. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the end of this hadith, sounds a warning. This person that is the most pitiable person, the most unfortunate person is that person that is deprived of the mercy of the khair in this month, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person that is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, then he is most unfortunate and he is most pitiable. فَإِنَّ الْمَحْرُومَ مَنْ حَرُومَ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ That person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is completely deprived, completely unfortunate and completely pitiable. Why? This is the season where the climax of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found. And that person is so negligent about this Mubarak month that he has become completely deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again another sentence that sounds a great warning to us that we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the maximum, get the maximum mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that all requires preparation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned this, not just as a news item for the Sahaba, but in order that we prepare when a great guest is coming to our area, in our home, etc., we make due preparations that are in keeping with that guest. Similarly, whatever event is taking place, we make due preparations for that event, whether it is a safar, as I mentioned, whether it is a marriage, whether it is a holiday, etc. So the preparations of the month of Ramadan is not only the preparations that we find that is so common here in our society, where people are preparing all sorts of different dishes and foods and savouries, etc. The real preparation is this, that we prepare ourselves to engage in this great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and these great virtuous days, and we prepare ourselves so that we can exert ourselves to the maximum in these days. Not only do we don't brace ourselves, you should understand this very carefully. One is to brace yourself. A person braces himself, normally what happens? Some danger and hardship is coming, you brace yourself. What happens? May Allah forgive. Some people brace themselves, meaning stay away from sin for 30 days. Now, I will not look at TV. I will not engage in haram. I will not go to such places for 30 days. I brace myself, so to say, holding my breath for the Mubarak month of Ramadan to pass. No. We should prepare ourselves fully in this sense that we openly embrace the month of Ramadan and we try and exert ourselves to the maximum and make it a revolutionary month where our lives are changed, where we are transformed, where we are spiritually elevated. When the month of Ramadan leaves us, we are no more the same people that we were before the month of Ramadan. And we value each day. We value each day of the month of Ramadan and we are grieved upon each day. Hi, that one day is gone. 2 days are gone. I did not exert myself to the maximum. 3 days are gone. And we try and exert ourselves more every single day from the month of Ramadan arrives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutakabbila. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and guidance to maximize our virtue in a spirit of obedience in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a month of mercy and forgiveness and elevation for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and give us the tawfiq to maximize our ibadat and our spirit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.